Good evening, everyone. Nice to see you all again. And we're going to start with half an hour of meditation. And the theme of tonight is equanimity. So that's very timely with the dogs welcoming us to this Buddhist center and to this half an hour of meditation. Equanimity is about being able to stay balanced in one's mind, in one's thoughts and one's emotions. So you can notice how the approach you take to the barking, the singing, will plant a seed in the mind. If you open up to the barking and the sounds and the noise of the sirens and consider it to be part of the whole environment here, then the mind doesn't have to press against that, doesn't have to resist it. If you resist that sound, if you make it into a problem, the mind already starts to contract and tries to put up barriers. So we try to open to what's happening in the moment, relax into it, allow it to be, and then we can get on with our own work. So just settling into the moment. Another word for equanimity is holding one's seat in the midst of coming and going, ups and downs. So at the beginning of the meditation, it's very useful to settle into the sitting posture, settle into one's seat, to get comfortable, to relax the body, relaxing the body helps to relax the mind. And it also encourages the mind to focus on the present moment, the body in the present moment. Not how we want it to be, how it felt a little while ago, how we hope it will feel in half an hour, but how it is now. We can start by paying attention to the place where the body makes contact with the cushion or the chair. Just feeling that point of contact. Heaviness, weightiness, heat, hardness, feelings in the body, the legs, the buttocks, the feet. Feeling the body taking up space over an area. And then moving the attention from the base of the body, the base of the spine, up the spine, along the back to the head. Just feeling sensations, pleasant or unpleasant. Allowing them to be there. moving up to the top of the head. Taking your attention to the front of the body, the base of the body, moving up through the pelvis and the abdomen, into the chest, up the throat, to the face, moving over the face to the top of the head. Bringing your attention to the hands, first of all the right hand, and moving your attention from the right hand along the right arm, the shoulder, along the right shoulder to the neck, along the side of the head to the top of the head. Taking the attention to the left hand, and moving the attention from the left hand along the left arm, up to the left shoulder, along the shoulder to the left side of the head, along the left side of the head to the top of the head. And now trying to open your awareness to include the whole body, from the tips of the toes to the top of the head. And relaxing any part that you feel is still not relaxed and comfortable. And then gradually moving the focus of your attention to the area below the nostrils, above the upper lip, and begin to be aware of the flow of the breath. As you breathe in, the air touches that place below the nostrils, above the upper lip. As you breathe out, it touches that place. Try to be aware of the flow of the breath, breathing in, breathing out. you need to take a few slightly harder breaths to feel that touch of the breath, to be aware of the flow of the breath, take a few slightly harder breaths and then allow the breath to return to normal. If you can feel the breath at some other place, somewhere else on the face or in the throat, in the chest, if that's easier for you to be aware of, please allow your attention to rest there. Wherever you can feel the breath most clearly. And when the mind wanders away, just accept that that's what the mind does. Gently bring the mind back to the awareness of the breath. If it helps you as you're watching the breath, you can imagine that as you breathe in, you're breathing in peace. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out any worries, any hurts. Breathing in peace, breathing out pain. Breath is always there for us, coming in unasked, unconditionally, from the moment we're born till the moment we die. So especially if we're carrying emotional pain or physical pain, we can use the breath as a skillful means, as a way of processing, opening to the pain that we're feeling. Looking on this breath as a support, as a good friend. Every time we breathe in, we're breathing in peace. Whatever word works for you, peace or love, help, kindness. And as we breathe out, we can let go of some of the pain that we're carrying on the out-breath. As we stay focused on the breath, the busyness of the mind starts to calm down. a pleasant feeling starts to arise from within the mind itself. We don't lose our seat when the pleasant feeling arises. We're aware of it. We experience it as pleasant. We allow it to be. Pleasant feeling. We come towards the end of the meditation. Now is the time to open to whatever the experience of the meditation has been for you. Notice how very often the judging, critical mind comes in to assess good or bad. This time just try to acknowledge however the meditation has been for you, allowing it to be as it is. There's really no bad meditation. Whatever we do in the meditation to work with the mind, to get to know the mind, to calm the mind, to soothe the mind, it's all beneficial. So simply try to know without judging. And acknowledge and appreciate if even for a moment you could watch one breath. And however the meditation has been for you, encourage a feeling of appreciation and goodwill to arise in your mind for the effort that you've made to be here tonight, and also the effort that you've made in the meditation. A softness and a friendliness towards yourself. And extending that feeling to everyone else, sharing this space and this time together. And extending that feeling to all beings everywhere. A wish for all beings everywhere, may they dwell in peace. And coming back to yourself and wishing for yourself, may I dwell in peace. As we come to the end of the meditation.